And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Right here from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to, overlooking the Daily Double right now, right next to, well, they better be not. They're out. Are they out fishing yet?
What time is it? No. They leave in a half hour.
They leave in a half hour.
They leave at 8:30.
8:30
bankers
now.
Hours.
Oh, bankers hours
so,
now.
So 8:30 to...
8:30 to 2:30, and then 3 o'clock in the afternoon. To when the sun's thinking about going down, we come home. We're home at 8:30.
Wow.
So right
nice.
As it's getting dark, we're rolling.
Right when the fish...
We haven't mentioned that this year.
That's pretty cool.
That is super cool.
What a great... So 8:30 to 2:30 and then...
3 to 8:30.
3 to 8:30. Wow, yes. What a great schedule.
And how many times are you on another half-day boat for our listeners? And you're on the morning trip and you're anchored up and you've... just start to get the bites, and they're just starting to flip around, and it's like, all right, guys, go ahead and reel them off. We're on our way in, right? I mean, how often does that happen? So the fact that you offer that is like...
It's an option. It's an option.
I like it.
It's, you know, there's 4 half-day boats in San Diego County, and 3 of them run about the same schedule, and we're the 4.
Daily Double does something a little different out of Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Yeah,
I think it's a great idea. Yeah.
Well, one lucky caller or texter today is going to have his or her chance to win 2 half-day passes onto the Daily Double. And John sweetened it up there at Point Loma Seafoods with a $50 certificate. You can hop on down and whatever you want to buy.
Like,
hey,
got lunch or dinner. They're open till 7 now, so you can go have an early dinner.
We were talking about king salmon yesterday.
Oh,
are you kidding
man.
Me?
So good.
Step on in
so
there.
Much good stuff.
And I don't think there's really anywhere else in this city that you can purchase wild shrimp.
Yes.
Like wild caught
like
shrimp.
The real deal.
The real deal.
Yeah. You know, Lolly's making this crazy recipe. I don't know what it is. It's going to be for dinner tonight.
It's going to be good, I bet.
It's going to be good. With fresh Dungeness crab.
Ooh.
And they have fresh lump Dungeness crab meat there that is to die for.
Oh, their case is always... Yeah. I go in there and I look at their case of fish, and it's always flawless. It's always... I mean, there's nothing in there that... I don't want.
It's the truth.
Yeah. You mentioned smoked fish earlier, and I remember as a kid working on the bait receiver. I mean, I have to bring this up because it's kind of cool. When I worked on the bait receiver in the 80s, I would take the barge skiff on in and get stuff from Point Loma Seafoods back in the day.
Yes.
They had the smoked fish. They had all their beautiful smoked fish, but they had an aisle, a little column in there that was 99 cents. Smoked miscellaneous fish. And I could pick out the collars and the...
Oh, yes.
Not today. But it just brings back memories.
Yeah, it's like 99 cent gas, right?
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to Fred. Let's jump into it,
Let's
Corey.
Do it. Good morning, Bruce, and appreciate you joining us on this wonderful Father's Day. Bruce from Lindbergh.
Hey, good morning. Happy Father's Day to everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, Bruce.
Thank you.
You picked me up? Okay. Hey, we worked our way up from the point all the way up north, found some real clean water up there. Like you said, it was all you wanted and more. I mean, they were on the chew, that was for sure. There is some sinus and yellowtail up there and some barracuda, so that place is ready to blow at 70 degrees right now. It should go pretty quick. So just wanted to throw that out at you guys. Now's the time to take the kid fishing for sure. So
there you go. And one lucky caller or texter is going to win that opportunity, too, to take him or herself and a child on to the Daily Double. I mean, ticket for two. Why not, Bruce?
All right. Thanks a lot.
Punch out to Pete. We had a great time up there. It was a lot of fun.
In Sitka, it was great to see you and your crew. Did you guys catch some fish?
Let's put it this way. A couple boxes is 20-0. And every neighbor is now a real good friend. So.
Yeah, I can imagine. And how about our weather window that we hit, huh? Was that fantastic or what?
Oh, yeah, we hit it just right. Especially the Wednesday was just spectacular with the views of the mountains and everything, the volcano and the backdrop of every shot. I mean, it was just amazing. And the Link Cod, the Short Rakers, the Black Cod, I mean, really, the variety up there is just spectacular. It really was. And it's a trip I'd recommend to a lot of people. That would go up there for sure. The accommodations were fantastic.
Yeah, food's amazing.
Once again, well, have a great day, guys.
Yeah, hey, thanks a lot. And I'm sure you're going back too, Bruce. Definitely. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You have a great text, huh?
I do, and it's kind of something I want to know too, so that's why I bring up the text. And it's for Fred, and this is from Roy in San Diego, and he says, Happy Father's Day. He says he's got a question. Has there been any boats fishing the Imperial Beach area looking for spawning sand bass?
We've been down there a little bit, and we have not seen it yet. But we've been kind of stuck on the calicos. You know,
why not?
I was mentioning earlier how it seems like every year one is more predominant than the other, and we'll get back down there. We like our odds. A lot of times that'll be an afternoon trip. You know, sand bass as the sun's going down can really turn on. But as of now, no, we have not put our finger on
that zone.
Yeah, and but you know what? We've seen a little bit of movement on the buoy line. As I mentioned earlier, we've started in the shallows, and you know last trip I ran, we had three big sand bass at the bait receivers, and I feel a lot of our fish moves out of the bay and then out to spawn. You know, there's a big population of sand bass in San Diego Bay, and as that fish wakes up and starts moving out, that's a signal to me
that
eventually it'll find its way out there.
I have a follow-up question. How is the kelp down in Ibea? It used to be such a beautiful area, kelp, and I know it cycles from year to year.
Yeah, and again, it's I need more time getting out there, but it's so far right now it is non-existent
down there.
The bull kelp out in 14 fathoms, that's grown back. I like seeing that
down in the IB area.
Yeah, there's one stretch of hard bottom in 14 fathoms that
below the pier.
It runs, you know, it runs from west to southwest of the pier, and it, you know, it runs northwest to southeast. But there's one stretch in there, and the bull kelp on that's coming back, and that's it's not surprising that that's one of the first things, because you know bull kelp is a little hardier and easier to fill in than especially down there the stringer kelp. It's a challenging area for it because it doesn't get a good foothold.
Well, and I was going to bring this up, is all that hard bottom down there, like in Point Loma, Palos Verdes, up and down the coast, you've got actually hard bottom that doesn't move. It might get covered up by sand and uncovered or whatever, but that hard bottom down in IB by the river mouth is actually... it's all cobble rock, so it rolls and gets covered up, and so when that kelp tries to get a foothold, it actually
It'll get a foothold and it'll be in a good place, but as it gets big, and it's, you know, you've got this 60-foot tall plant that's trying to hang on to a 2-pound rock.
Yeah, exactly. It's an interesting area, but it's a very lifey. Like when that kelp grows down there, the calico fishing, I mean, I have great memories and white sea bass.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Yellows.
Pink,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's years when it will grow out to, you know, the 10, 12 fathom edge.
Yeah.
You know, where it goes from cobblestone to sand, and I've seen the whole thing fill up.
Right,
where, you know, you can't. But it's always changing. You know, that's the interesting part about the ocean. You know, near coastal, it's always changing, and being able to witness it and see it year after year after year. I mean, I feel so fortunate to be able to witness what I've seen and
for sure
changing things.
Yeah, for sure. It's a beautiful place.
Well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about John? John Colm from Long Beach. Happy Father's Day, and thanks for joining us, John.
Hi, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show as usual. I got a kind of a question for Corey and for Fred, the calico bass experts. What is your best line setup and hook size to fish the anchovies that you're using now?
That's a good question, Fred.
Yeah, I prefer fishing 15 pound. It's not very often I go much lighter than that. I think if I had a, you know, maybe if you're fishing a bass rod, a trigger stick, and a level wind. But I find myself, you know, fishing a more light bait rod. And, you know, 15 pound, 15 to 20. Hook size always depends on the size of the bait. You know, right now we've had beautiful anchovies. And, you know, number two hook is pretty standard for us. I could see a 1 or a 1-0. That way, if the sardine comes up in the hand well, you're not too afraid of pinning it on.
You're like ready to go.
Yeah. So it's, you know, as big as a 1-0 is, you know, you could size down to a 4, but, you know, generally a 2. A 2 is pretty standard.
Bring up a really good question. Okay. Most of what you're carrying is anchovy now, but it has a mix of some sardine in there. If you see a sardine, are you pinning it on instead of an anchovy?
Depending on what's happening.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, oh, yeah, you know, absolutely, or you know.
Maybe.
Well, I'm there all the time. I can stop and swing for the fences where what I recommend to the customer might be different.
Okay.
Or and depending on the customer.
That's where I got that 2-0 hook ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm 25 pound.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chumming up that trophy and getting all the bass stuff.
25 is heavy.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I want to yank him out of the kelp.
Are you seeing any sea bass around?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. No good ones. Brandon on the other boat, he had a slug down an IB.
Yeah.
But that's the only legal fish I've heard of locally.
Okay.
I have a question. With a chovy and you're getting it at the receivers, I mean, I haven't talked to John Pratt, but is there any kind of a mix of brown bait in with it? Is there any kind of...
I have not seen brown bait.
You haven't at all?
I saw a little bit of a couple of non... significant amount of Spanish and greens.
Right, but, right. But. And I bring up that question. We had a text, actually, from, see here, John Amir Mesa. And yeah, typically when you're getting that bait in tight in the surf, you get a little bit of that brown bait or, you know, that kind of thing with it, right?
You know what, Corey, I think it's early.
By water temp, though, I mean, a queenfish would still be on it.
Yeah, but so are you pinning that queenfish off if you see one?
You don't have to ask me twice. I don't think you'd have to ask Fred twice. But John Amir Mesa says, you know, commenting on the anchovy and the health of the ocean, he says, yesterday... he was at Torrey Pines at 5 a.m. and the Everham brothers were working just outside the breakers. And needless to say, the yellowfin croaker bite was wide open. Right. I like it.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
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 Absolutely.
Well, great. Well, let's find out what's going on in the fishdope.com report today, sponsored in part by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. It's local, long range, or your private boat trip. Plus, with Fish Pros to Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked fish, the jerky, the fish, the spices, the rubs, the smoked cheeses, the tuna burgers, the pokey kit, and so much more. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details. And then online at fishermansprocessing.com. They'll ship it right to you. Be sure to check them out on Instagram at therealfishermansprocessing.com. And our Fish Dope reporter, Captain Dave Hanson, your saltwater guide's on the line. Good morning, Dave.
The one and only Dave Hanson.
Yeah. Thank God.
Good morning. Morning, Fred. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Corey. We are sitting in San Francisco Bay. It's a beautiful morning here. I wanted to tell you something, Pete. This is how powerful your show is. On Wednesday morning, I was sitting in L.A. Bay having a cup of coffee on the back deck at 5:30 in the morning, and a ponga pulled up to me and said, Dave Hanson? I said, yes, I am. He said, I listened to you on the show on Sunday, and you said you'd be up here. I can't believe we ran into each other. His name's Gary, longtime listener, said he knows you very well, Pete. He was in L.A. Bay fishing, and he recognized me right there. That's the power of your show.
Oh, that's so cool. That's awesome, Dave. That is so cool.
And to be perfectly honest, I'd never been to L.A. Bay before, so I didn't know where to catch the bait. So thank God that he listens to your show, because his captain put me on the bait in a place called La Gringa, and we filled the boat up with bait, and I had no idea that there was bait there. So it's all because of your show, Pete.
Sweet. Huh? And
all
did you catch
because
anything
of your
with
show,
it?
Buddy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, lots
Dave.
Of yellows. Lots of big yellows.
That's so fun.
But I'm so happy you guys are talking about this anchovy thing, because that's what I was talking about. I talked to Danny last night to make sure I was perfectly prepared for the show, because Fish Dope Danny has all the dope always, and he let me know that the sand bass bite on the Isers Reef and Horseshoe is going off better than they've seen in a long time, and that fish is moving into the mud, he said. So now we might have some real, honest-to-God mud sand bass fishing, which we haven't seen for a very, very long time. And he said pretty much everywhere else that the boats do have anchovies, it's full-speed calico bass fishing right now. They're in that spawn mode, just like you guys have been talking about this morning. They're in that spawn mode. The anchovies just are, like, firing them up. It's just, like Corey keeps saying, it makes... Everything's much healthier when you got that anchovy in the mix and you can braille a couple scoops. Fred knows. It's way funner when the rent rodders can put an anchovy on and catch something instead of a big sardine, and you're just going, oh my gosh, they need that cut up if they want to plan on catching something. So the anchovies change everything, and it's really cool to see them in the bait right now. It makes us very, very happy. The half day and three quarter day boats are walloping the fish. A lot of throwbacks, but it's fun just to catch. And then over at Catalina, Hayward's still catching sea bass. Like Danny said, no one else can figure out how he's doing it, but he's still whaling on those sea bass over there. So if you want to catch some of those, you might want to get with Brandon Hayward. Or if you find him, park by him, because somehow he's got that magic horseshoe up his butt over there at Catalina, and he's getting them. Clemente's still not, it's still not happening. Too many sea lions. That's what everyone's complaining about. The sea lion population at Clemente's getting to be like the sea lion population at the Coronados. So I guess we just have to evolve and learn how to fish through the sea lions like you guys have done down there at the Coronados for years. That's what's going on. And then we all know the bluefin. Every time they creep over the line, they jump into American waters, and they vanish for some reason. But it's just a matter of time. We get out of this moon cycle, I think we're going to see that phenomenal bluefin fishing we've been seeing the whole time. Everything's going to bounce back, but man, how cool is it to have anchovies in the mix?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, of course, fishdope.com. Like you said, Danny's the man. He's put you on the fish, whether it be inshore, offshore, wherever it be. Fishdope.com has the answers. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Gang, if you're on social media at all, I'm going to be impossible not to see. I post 3 brand new videos every single day on every piece of social media, and it's all about fishing. It's all about fishing, or it's all about me and my monkey and Kelly Girl. We got lots of videos. Go watch them. Your Saltwater Guide, yoursaltwaterguide.com, Your Saltwater Guide all over the place. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers, and happy Father's Day to my father.
Indeed. Yeah, for sure. Got to see your sister last night at the Bob Fletcher event, the CCA event for honoring Bob Fletcher, and it was always great to see your family there, Dave. And thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right, Pete. Thank you, guys. Have a
all
great
right.
show.
All yeah. right. You too. Appreciate that very much. Phones are packed, Corey. They want to talk to Mr. Fred Huber from the Daily Double.
Yeah,
Captain
absolutely.
Fred Huber.
Right?
Yeah.
The one and only Fred
yeah,
Huber.
Yeah,
that would be,
sure.
Let's talk to Alex. Alex from San Carlos. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing? Happy Father's Day.
Well, yes. Happy Father's Day to you, too, Alex.
Hey, just a question. Oh, hold on.
Now, there's a real father
happy,
there.
Happy Granddad Day, too.
Yeah, that's first Father's Day.
Yeah.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you. Hey, I just had a question. I know that you guys have been getting a lot more anchovy and stuff like that. And my question is, do you guys have a preference as far as just a standard hook or a ring hook? Are you guys going to nose hook it, butt hook it? Like, what's going to get the best swimming action from anchovy bait?
What do you think?
You know, I'm not a fancy hook guy. I'm pretty much old school bread and butter, so I don't know if I've ever bought a circle hook in my lifetime. for near shore fishing, you know, offshore bluefin, yeah, okay, I get it. But near shore, standard J hooks. And as far as hooking them, yeah, either collar hook or nose hook, bottom jaw up into the nose. First bluefin tuna I ever caught was at the Coronado Islands, and that was a butt hooked anchovy.
Wow.
And that's some finesse, but That's
a butt hook anchovy.
Yes. Yeah.
You hook them like a sardine, or you hook them like a
just across the back quarter.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And they'll shoot down. And,
interesting.
And it's about a 15 to 30 second. If you're not bit, go over, do again.
Wow.
I mean, that's just getting a bait to shoot through the water column. That
what pound test were you fishing to catch that?
15 pound.
Yeah.
Maxima chameleon line. I don't know if they even make that anymore.
I think they still do. Yeah, I've seen it.
On a Saber 220 and a Penn Nulled out 145.
Well, old that's school stuff. That.
Right.
How many years ago?
Oh, jeez, Pete.
30 years ago?
Wow, was
no,
it
40?
Like late 70s?
Yeah. So 50 years ago. Or 50,
40, 40,
40, 40 years ago.
Yeah, 40, 40
something. Yeah.
I'm not that old.
Yeah, not yet.
Yeah.
No, but, and we're getting there, though.
Not too many 50-year-old memories.
No.
40-year-old memories,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
No, I hear you. No.
And we talked about it earlier. I mean, that was kind of the era where if you did get a bluefin, it was, you know, in that 12 to 20-pound range, and it was at the Coronados, or a rare instance where they were on the drop-off here.
I can remember holding this bait in my hand and saying, wow, what is that? And the old-timer says, that's a sardine, Sonny. That's all we used to ever fish. Because in my youth, I mean, we fished anchovies.
That's all you
and
fish.
And
all
you go over the Coronado Islands and you made mackerel. And, you know, you handy-dandied mackerel for the Coronado Island boats that left at 2 in the morning. You'd go over, you'd make mackerel, and you'd fish. Or, you know, if there's squid in La Jolla or squid down there.
And there was beautiful kelp beds at the Coronados, though, back then, right?
Yeah, everything was, you know, there's a lot of things that were different.
Yeah.
And again, you know, this idea that it's always changing, you know.
Yeah.
Fisheries are changing. Kelp changes, biomass as a bait fish changes, and, you know, being able to adapt and make the most out of it, it's part of what I get to do.
Yeah,
and
that's
just
cool.
You know, it's always fascinating, always interesting to me.
So it makes it fun.
Yes.
How often are you running the boat, Fred?
I try to run the boat 4 or 5 days a week.
4 or 5 days a week, yeah. Because you love it, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, you've got other operators, right? But you love it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's...
That's your job.
If, you know, anybody that's lost their passion for doing this, and I see it, I mean, there's guys that, you know, I'm amazed that people bring up sea lions on their fish report. I'm amazed at anybody that brings up anything negative about it because, you know, it's what we deal with, but there's so much positive. You know, that's what I want to remember. But I know there's guys that have left our industry because they're frustrated with one thing or another.
Yeah.
And to me, it's
sea
like...
Sea lions is something to be frustrated with.
But, yeah,
but
well,
you just have to accept it because it's part of the game, right?
Yeah. And it's... I get customers sometimes that say, oh, there's a sea lion on us now. It's like, well, yeah, one.
Yeah.
There's not 20.
Yeah.
And they're not really affecting us. There's people that want to throw the towel in as soon as they see one negative thing. And it's like, come on. That sea lion isn't hurting us. And then there's times when, okay, every bit's being eaten by the sea lion. And, you know,
And then you got to move, right?
Well, I make a joke out of it to start with. It's like I tell them, you know, if you go to SeaWorld, they charge you $7 to feed the sea lions. $7. We let you do it here all day as often as you want without
Fred.
Any surcharge.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, my. That's good.
You can get caught up in it or, you know, let's wait and see what happens. Because there are people, honestly, they want me to move the boat as soon as we see a sea lion. And it's like, come on.
Yeah, yeah,
Let's see what happens.
They're going to be in the next spot, too.
Yeah.
Well, part of the deal.
You might gather more.
Yeah. That's funny.
Oh, it's a good one. Hey, we're going to be right back. Great stories on this Father's Day with Fred Huber from the Daily Double. And when we return, we're going to be taking more of your calls. When we return on Let's Talk Hookup Aftermarket 1090 ESPN Radio.
Dan Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle. The best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Top anglers know the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu. But did you know Gamakatsu also makes amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200 reversible utility case for easy tangle-free jig storage? Check out the Gamakatsu Spring Lock Spinner. It helps give swim baits additional flash to entice those bites. Gamakatsu also makes a line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For the complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com for your local tackle dealer.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having so much fun. And if you want to join us with Fred Huber from the Daily Double in here, 213-432-1090. There's one line open. Been pretty packed the whole show here again, 213-432-1090. Or text us via the app. We've had a ton of texts, and we're giving away two half-day passes on the Daily Double, your chance to go fish with Fred, and a $50 Point Loma Seafoods gift card. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, a question for Fred, but this might be for Corey. I don't know, maybe both of you, because you're both bass geeks there. What plastic would you recommend for fishing the bass on your boat, and how would you fish it? That's from Corey and Escondido. Fred, what do you think? Are you fishing plastics, or are you a bait fisherman?
A little bit. It seems like we've been more bait intensive so far this year. Different styles. A swim bait fishes different than what I call a drop bait. Corey's line of swim bait's awesome.
Swim bait?
Yeah, and then a drop bait is something where you get bit a little bit more on the sink, which doesn't mean that they both don't do the same thing.
What is there a drop bait? Is it like an iron? Or
No.
Something on the sink.
On the sink. So like a Scampi, old school, a Wham. These new tube baits have been hot. They haven't been that hot this year yet, a little bit. But then a swim bait is one where you're more likely to get bit on the retrieve. So
where I get lathered, is you talking about chum and anchovy, and they're flopping around.
Yes.
You're backed up and anchored up against the kelp.
Yes.
But like hands down, like a little weedless swim bait, a 5-inch. You can go big too.
You're big weedless.
7-inch. Yeah.
Yeah. That is such an awesome bait to fish.
I love it.
Son Philip.
When they're banging around on the surface.
And, that's one of those few applications where braided line, a short.
Fluoro leader,
that big hook that goes in that big swim bait, and being able to cast it over the stringers, there's nothing more exciting than watching that fish come off the stringer up and slamming that bait. I mean, you don't get as many fish, but the visual entertainment from that and seeing the fish react, and it's just... It's a different level.
It's kind of equivalent to like Anchored at the Islands and Chum and Sardine and your surface iron fishing, and there's the yellow on the surface iron. It's that kind of scenario,
sure,
where there's only a handful maybe on the trip. And
But Corey, it's more finesse.
Yeah, it
because,
is.
Because
yeah,
you have the structure that you're intentionally throwing your gear into
the junk,
into places where you wouldn't normally. But that whole weedless setup and the visual that goes with it, and I mean that is finesse style fishing, where there's not a lot of guys that step on the boat that even have the ability to do it and understand it. You know, it's next level. I mean, there's a small percentage of us that really get that and understand
yeah.
it. Not to, you know, not to be too prideful, but it is next level.
So, Corey, so if you're on the daily double, and I know you're not fishing bait, I know you're fishing plastics. So number one would be the 7-inch weedless. What would be the number two bait?
Well, the second scenario, maybe like anchored up on the buoy line, 70, 80 feet of water, 90 feet or whatever, and the kelp's halfway down, like not to the surface, but yet you're still chumming fish and kind of a couple of them flopping around. A lead-headed slug is dynamite. I mean, that's one of the first places that I
use a lead-headed
it.
Slug.
A lead-headed, like, three-quarter to even 1 ounce. And like Fred mentioned, drop bait. Well, it's getting bit on the sink. And you...
What color slug, Matt?
It doesn't matter. If they're chum and chovy, and that chovy's going down, like Fred said, you match the deal with that three-quarter ounce and a 5-inch slug, and the bites are instant. I mean, it's like, it could be when you're 15 feet down. It could be when you're 50 feet down.
Yeah.
But they stop it.
They eat it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's going to be on the sink.
It'll all be 99% of it's on the sink. I don't care if you're fishing in the bay or you're fishing, like we're talking about, daily double, buoy line, 90 feet of water. You know?
What about if you're fishing like a Viejo? Is that going to be on the sink, or is it going to be on the wine too?
What do you think, Fred? I mean, like a lead-headed swim bait, a lot of it's on the sink.
Yeah.
Most of it's going to be on the sink.
Especially when you're chumming it up.
Well, bass in general.
Yeah, it's most of it's on the sink.
That's, you know, so many people love bass fishing because, you know, it happens. You fish the water column.
Yeah.
And where the fish are at any particular moment changes.
You're right.
So how do you describe to somebody that's a relative novice in plastics fishing when you're bit on the sink?
Okay.
When
it stops is a good thing.
Well,
before you reach the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're in 60 feet of water and you're 20 feet down and it stops, that's a quality problem.
Put it in gear and wind, huh?
But that's the same as fishing a knife jig. You know,
sure.
For
2,000 feet of water, but
yeah.
Yet, hey, I'm 150 feet down.
But for us, it's pretty obvious. But for a novice,
the captain said to drop down 200 feet, and I only got to 100, and it stopped.
Yeah. The bottom was
captain. What do I do now?
Or the other part of it, when they're real aggressive and it starts going out really fast.
Right.
That's also,
and that happens too.
Yeah, that's exciting too.
Yeah, put it in gear and wind.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's like anything else. You know, how aware of you are of what's going on. And, you know, boy, it's sinking different this time.
Well, sure.
Maybe investigate a little bit. Put it in gear and take a wind.
Doesn't hurt, right? Yeah. Like Mike Gardner used to say, swings are free, right?
No, his big thing, Mike Gardner, bless his soul. I mean, he left us a while ago, but... fish have no hands.
Fish have no hands.
Was his saying. So,
yeah.
Right? Think about it. I mean, fish have no hands. So if there's something going on in the other end of your line, it's probably in his mouth.
Yes. Well, let's jump into the phone.
Let's do it. Good morning, Dennis. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Dennis from San Diego.
Well, happy Father's Day, guys. Pete, there were some great pictures that you guys took up in Alaska. I really, really like that big old rockfish.
I have a question. Something.
Yeah, I think it's Tim Green that used to do the Fisherman 3, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Tim had the Fisherman 3 before he bought the Premier.
Yeah.
And then J.D. McGriff had the Fisherman 3 for you know, quite a few years, and now I think it's in Oceanside. I'm not sure, though.
Is it? Yeah. But Tim retired after 30 years?
Yeah, Tim's retired.
30 years.
Yeah. Anyway, Fred, I got a couple of questions for you. One is that I really enjoy catching whitefish, and I just want some tips on that and ling cod. So could you tell me that? And do you do the twilight trip? Because there's nothing better than going out on the 4th of July and watching all the fireworks and you're catching fish.
We do not do a twilight trip. We do an afternoon trip that leaves later at 3 o'clock. But we are not generally fishing in the dark. So we catch a time of day. And twilight trips, I've never been a fan of, so I don't like referring to our late afternoon trip as a twilight trip. It is an afternoon trip.
A late afternoon trip. 3 o'clock to 8:30.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's
perfect time, right?
The only darkness is when we're coming in and when we're hitting the dock.
Is that 7 days a week, Fred?
Yes.
Every day.
Summertime, it's a full-time
schedule.
We need people making reservations and booking spots on it. Afternoon people have always been wanting to just show up.
And you turn away a lot of people because of it?
No, not turn away, but... You know, a lot of times if I don't have the reservations, you know, I'll cancel the trip ahead of time.
And let the crew go home. Yeah.
Well, give the customer, you know, a chance to get on a trip that's leaving at 1 o'clock. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've been staying online longer now. And, you know, we got to roll the dice and see
if we can get
out. But
yeah.
So anyway, whitefish. Whitefish, they meter in clouds, traditionally, you know, 90 feet to, you know, varying depths. There's times when they're on drop-offs and edges. They will pile up on flat bottom, hard bottom, depending on where you're fishing. I mean, there's so much good whitefish in the Coronado Islands. Traditionally, this time of year, we don't focus on it this time of year out of San Diego, but I see some of the landings up north, you know, somebody had 350 in their landing count. So
that's a count.
That's a lot of whitefish.
Yeah.
And whitefishing this time of year can be real good. It's not the target, though. Yeah, it's not what we're targeting, but it's there. It's available. And I'm sure, I mean, we're taking advantage of anchovies right now and bass fishing.
And if you're fishing whitefish, are you like squid strips are
probably
the best.
Yeah. You know, a thin long strip or medium length and a smaller hook for a smaller mouth.
Those things get to be professionals at, like, picking the squid off the hook. Like,
yeah.
They're really good at it.
But when they're active, I mean, they bite good. One of my favorite whitefish memories was working on the Vagabond, doing 3-day trips and fishing anchovies, and we'd get on some of those spots like the 15, and we'd be chumming anchovies, and that whitefish would come up off the bottom, and a small to medium sliding sinker, a nose hook anchovy that was sinking slow and catching 4 or 5 pound whitefish, you know, on the drop, because that fish would be coming up on the chum. And guys that would shoot down through it and go straight to the bottom would catch smaller ones.
Oh, okay.
But the real aggressive ones, they'd be coming up on the chum. Yeah. And, you know, catching 4, 5, 6 pound whitefish on light gear, you know, a half ounce slider and a 2-hook and sinking a bait, that was a ball. I'm going back a few years.
You are going back. Yeah. But I have a question. Was Lance running the boat then?
That was Charlie Long.
Charlie, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I had
so Lance used to run the Daily Devil too.
Lance owned
the Vagabond
there.
On the Vagabond.
Yeah. Lance owned the Vagabond.
Wow.
That was, and now he goes out with you.
That was the mid-80s.
But now he goes out with you, which is cool. Yeah.
Yes, Lance is.
Yeah. Now, before you were the owner of the Daily Double, it was Ralph Botticelli, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Remember Ralph? I mean, Ralph was one of the first guys on
Ralphie
Let's Talk.
Boy,
one of the first guys on Let's Talk Hookup way back when.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
good old
he owned the boat for years, right?
Late 80s, like 87, 88, we finally fired him. Steve Peterson and I fired him in 04. We gave him a bunch of money and told him to take off.
Go enjoy his retirement.
He visited with us this week.
And
I saw that.
He had the Point Loma, too, back then.
So Ralph bought the double first,
yeah,
and then the Point Loma, yeah, and then the El Capitan. And Steve and I bought the Point Loma and the Daily Double from them in 04.
Yeah.
And then we added the Mission Bell in 08, I believe.
What a beautiful boat.
So what are we talked about the Daily Double schedule. What's the schedule on the Point Loma and the Mission Bell right now?
Right now, Mission Bell, 6 to 6. So 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening.
Standard full-day trip.
Yeah, full-day trip.
Steve's running that boat.
Yeah, Steve's has most of the rest.
And is he fishing mostly Coronado Islands or offshore
Coronado offshore
Islands?
Offshore. It seems like the demands for offshore. We get the charters, and we get to go down to Coronado Islands and see what's happening there. And it's been a fun fishery. I mean, he was out... he's out the other day, had 25 yellows, you know, real good calico bass fishing, some barracuda mixed in. Yeah. I think South Coast Sport Fishing had chartered the boat, and they had a film crew, so stand by. They got some good footage.
Cool.
Yeah. Sounds like fun fishing.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's cool. And then the Point Loma?
Point Loma has just become a utility boat. We wish we had it plugged into a standard run right now, but if one boat's chartered, he fills in. It gets its own charters wherever we can plug her in.
Yeah,
and
right.
Gotcha. It's a fun boat. I had a week this spring where I got to run all three of the boats in like a week and a half time doing
that. Doesn't happen.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's neat.
A little variety.
Yeah, I love all three of our boats, and when I get to run all three of them in a short period, it's like it's
kind of cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Arnie and Vista sends a text. Good morning, Pete, Corey, and Fred. Happy Father's Day to all the dads. Thanks, Pete, for getting the word out about the Apps and Taps. Great event. Thanks for everyone that came out and all who helped the San Diego chapter of CCA. The band last night was led by the son of someone Fred knew very well, my cousin Rick Shimada, who is Henry Shimada's son. Miss my uncle many and Mez many who fished with him. Good memory,
Henry.
Huh?
Oh, Henry, yeah. Henry was awesome. He was the most passionate fisherman that in every aspect of it. I mean, he would sew nets for us. He, you know, old-time lift pole fisherman. And
back in the day.
Oh, he saw so much. I mean, what that man got to see was amazing. And he never wanted to give up. I mean, he was so passionate about it. You know, in his 80s, he had more gas in his tank than some of my 20-year-old deckhands. Just go, 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 go.
Yeah.
And wrapping his own rods. I mean, he was always wrapping a pole and bringing me a pole or bringing me a bait scoop or, you know, talking about different things. Or he had this recipe for teriyaki, and he would bring us, you know, before he'd come down, he would do a bunch of teriyaki chicken and bring it down and rice balls and just, you know, whether
take care of you guys.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, whether it was fishing, something to do with fishing or cooking, I mean, he was just so full of life. You know, at the end of his life, I mean, it was beautiful to watch, and you know, the passion was just, it was inspiring.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah.
So it was his son that was in the band?
Yeah, son.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
That was a good band.
It was a good band.
Yeah.
They were great. Yeah, and they did a good job. And thanks, Arnie, for you and the entire crew of the San Diego chapter of CC for all the hard work and excellent job and raising a lot of money to help us stay on the water. That's what CCA is all about.
I want to say something. Embarrassing enough, that was my first time at a CCA event.
Really?
Okay. So, with that being said, I want more listeners to join me the next time they have one here.
Yeah,
because
for sure.
I will be there.
Yeah, good for you.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great to see you and your lovely wife there too.
Yeah,
a lot of fun. Wally even came. Yeah,
right.
It's like that's a rare occurrence.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, so it was a great event for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
Let's do it. How about Anthony? Anthony calling from Long Beach. Good morning and welcome. Let's talk hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing? Happy Father's Day to everybody out there.
Yeah, likewise.
Thank you. I had a quick question. How do you connect 135-pound mono to 135-pound fluoro?
Man, well, Fred probably isn't doing that kind of a connection fishing calico bass, and I'm definitely not. What are you using?
135-pound to
you better wait for Rick.
I would probably myself use a back-to-back uni.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you thinking, Fred? I mean, that's going to be a big knot.
You know
the problem.
I tie knots, and I don't even know what they're called.
Yeah.
But
that's big line to tie two knots on, though. Yeah. I mean, I would maybe figure out some kind of another connection. But, yeah, that's a question for Rock Cod Rick the next time he comes in, for sure. Because my personal thing would be a back-to-back uni. That's what would be my go-to thing. But how strong that's going to be. But it's going to be big, right?
Yeah,
for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's take another one. Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck home from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck. Happy Father's Day. Welcome. Let's talk hookup.
Oh, hey, you guys. Great show as always. You know, Pete mentioned albacore with all this anchovy we got. What are you thinking?
Yeah.
And then Corey, now the umbrella rig, I keep hearing about the two hook thing. Is that falling into that category where you can only put one or two on it? And have you ever put all cold snipers on it, like little 60, 40 grams on that? I wonder what that'd be like.
Well, the umbrella rig, actually, there's two things to this, Chuck. So rock fishing, you're only allowed two hooks, period, end of the story. So by putting heavier jigs on it, you're trying to drop it down, probably not the right scenario. But the umbrella rig, rigged up with swim baits, is lethal, and I don't think there is a limit of number of hooks that you can have, like for fish and bass. Okay,
that's my understanding.
Yes,
I've
ground fish is where the rules come into play.
That's what it is. Yeah.
And if you're bass fishing and you have, where they hold 5-6 plastics on one of those.
There's some that hold 10.
Yeah.
But why in the world would you want more than a couple of hooks? Because wrap your mind around
the little kid in me wants to do that and see what happens.
Right.
And I completely understand it. One of my deckhand's brothers was out this week, Josh from Point Loma Sport Fishing Tackle Shop, and if you're a tackle guy and you want to see kooky things work, do it. And
right?
he had multiple two fish catches.
Yes.
On calico bass this past week, and it's fun to watch. I got this one picture in my phone where one of the kids was fishing it early in the year. Gavin was fishing with us, and he's smiling and holding this barracuda that's wrapped in this umbrella rig, and he's got braces across his mouth, across his teeth, and this barracuda is just tangled up.
Oh boy!
In the A rig, and a lot of moving parts, a lot
almost
of things.
Too many. Sometimes.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, I get it, I understand it, but it's so easy to tie a hook on.
It is.
Yeah.
But it does draw attention. It draws attention.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Jeff from Sushi on a Roll, who, by the way, Jeff will be featuring food for the upcoming Captain's Reception on Saturday, the 25th, this coming Saturday, with Captain Paul Hebert and Dave Marciano at the Big Wicked Tuna Captain's Reception at Dana Landing this Saturday. You don't want to miss it, and be sure to tune in to Let's Talk Hookup next Saturday to hear those guys and more about that event. But Jeff will be doing food there, and thank you very much, Jeff. If you know Jeff's doing the food, it's awesome.
Right.
It's really, really good. But he says, what boat did you work on before buying the Daily Double, Fred?
Oh,
I got to get with Jeff. I got a charter coming up that I think I might be able to Jeff, I'm going to call you later today.
There you go.
somebody that requested
sushi.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
He catered our wedding reception.
Oh,
Jeff
cool.
Did. Yeah, yes. he's awesome. He's the best.
Trip.
No,
So my career, what boats did I work on?
He wanted to know what you worked on before the Daily Double, and we only have about 30 seconds left.
I was working on a harbor excursion before
came
back on the Double, but my career started on the Double. All my sea time came on
working
there.
Working for Ralph?
Before Ralph.
Before Ralph.
Yeah. So I worked for four or five different owners on the Double before I got my captain's license. You know, different boats I've worked on. I've been on the Daily Double, the Holiday, the Fisherman 3, the Mascot 6, the Vagabond, you know,
you've been on a lot.
Yeah, but...
And you've owned the Double for how long?
This is our 18th season.
Wow.
And I've been running it for 32 years now.
You've been running it for 32 years.
Hey, that's half my life.
Right?
Yeah.
Craziness.
Cool.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won those two tickets onto the Daily Double to Fred and the Point Loma Seafood's $50 certificate. When will your turn on the Let's Talk Cook Up app? The Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja, and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back. Let's talk up. It's been such a fun show today with Fred Huber on his Father's Day. And
Fred, flip the coin.
Fred's got the coin.
We have two winners here.
Oh,
on the floor.
We have a caller.
A caller.
Alex.
Alex.
Hey, first time caller, I think.
I believe so. Congratulations, Alex.
I know it was his first Father's Day.
His first Father's Day, because he hit her the baby. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
You're going fishing on the Daily Double and get to eat well at Point Loma Seafoods with a $50 gift certificate.
Hey, nothing better on Father's Day.
Yeah. Corey, thanks for being here today. And, of course, Fred, if somebody wants to go on the Daily Double, how do we go fishing with you?
We operate out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, and you can call them at 619-223-1627. And you can also check them out online at Point Loma Sport Fishing.
And you can, and whether it be the Daily Double, the Point Loma, or the Mission Valley, you can book all that through Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Yes, online or over the phone.
And please make reservations, right?
Yes, please.
That's very, very important, and especially this time of the year, because things fill up, and you don't want to miss the boat.
get on the boat.
Yeah,
get on
the fish. And your schedule again?
Daily Double is running two trips a day. We depart at 8:30 in the morning, return at 2:30 in the afternoon, and we turn around a half hour later, leave at 3 in the afternoon, and get back at 8:30 in the evening.
I like that. That's awesome. You're missing the traffic.
Our Mission Bell trip. Six in the morning to six in the afternoon.
Perfect.
All right, great. All right, Fred, thanks very much. Corey, thanks very much. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. I should say Ricky and Corey will be back next Saturday and Sunday. I'm headed for Montana to go do a little trout fishing up there. Paul Hebert and Dave Marciano from Wicked Tuna will be here along with Harold Davis, the chaperone. That's going to be a fun show. And then next Sunday, Ryan Griffin from the California Flyer will be here talking big tuna. That'll be fun shows next Saturday and Sunday. Thanks to JP and all the guys over at Sports Grid for helping us out today. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And most of all, thank you out there for your calls, your texts, and your support of Let's Talk Hookup. We'll see you right back here, 7 to 9 a.m. on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.